September marks the 6-month anniversary of one of the worst natural disasters to hit Washington state. The Oso landslide claimed the lives of 43 people and changed a community forever. Dan Miller knows the area well. As a geomorphologist, he's studied the land formations and landslide histories of the Snoqualmie Valley and Steelhead Haven extensively. Miller and other scientists knew it to be a hazardous place long before the devastating slide occurred. Reporter Ashley Ahern hiked with Dan Miller into the Cascades and brings us the last installment in our series, Voices of the Oso Landslide, a collaboration between KUOW and KCTS-9.
But I didn't have any topo sheets for this area. I downloaded the maps, but my printers weren't working.
I've got a Green Trails map and then the...
You want that hammer? Oh, I can get the shovel.
My name is Dan Miller. I'm a geomorphologist. Well, we're on the upper section of the Cascade River, headed up the side of the hill to look at the potential debris flow source area. So I'm interested in how everything acts together, all of the landslides, fires, storms, how all these things interact to create the landscapes that we see, the landforms that we build our houses on, that we walk over, that we hike over. So in a site like Oso, or any floodplain, you just stand there and you look around, you look at what you're standing on, you look at the vegetation around you, you look at what the river's doing, and it provides all sorts of clues. We certainly had identified the potential for a very large landslide there. There's a history of landsliding there. We didn't know when it would occur. There isn't as much interest in identifying landslide hazards as there is in identifying where the nearest movie theater is. It's not like you can pull out your cell phone and say, oh, well, what are the potential landslide hazards here? We have the tools, we have the data, we just have to put it all together. But we then also have to get people to act on it, to incorporate that into their decision making. People are still building in sites that we can identify as being potentially hazardous. I don't know the answers. No, I get mad and angry. I was pretty mad when we found out about what had happened at Oso. I think we have a valuable tradition in our country of individual freedom. But when we decide that we want to live in floodplains or do things in floodplains, we are making choices that have effects on things beyond ourselves. And I think those are not decisions that I want to preclude people from making. What I want is for them to understand the risk that they're accepting when they choose to live in a place like that.
Dan Miller spoke with reporter Ashley Ahern. Our series, Voices of the Oso Landslide, is a collaboration between KUOW and KCTS-9. You can hear and see all of the personal stories from the series at our website, kuow.org.